Holly Morin's house in Keene is a clean, cozy space that celebrates her three fuzzy Kazon dogs. The walls in the dining area are covered with a series of colorful ribbons they won from competitions all over New England. But just down the hall, a spare bedroom houses the seeds of her new business venture, a pet retail store called, appropriately enough, The Fuzzy Dog.
So this is kind of the fuzzy dog in holding pattern. Those are Chuckit Frisbees in different sizes and colors. Those are just a dog toy that...
Right now, she's traveling the competition circuit selling her wares. But she hopes to get a loan soon. Morin has her eye on a spot for a brick-and-mortar store in Fitzwilliam. Looking out over the piles of totes, boxes, and dog beds, she sees her future.
I'm going to have a little area called the two-legged table that are going to kind of have, you know, cute little whimsical things that people are going to want to buy that focus on the dog. So this one here, you know, it's a wine topper that says Wag More that I will bring to Manchester to hopefully get some of the competitors over there to purchase for Christmas gifts.
Morin is one of 45 people across New Hampshire who has qualified for the state's new Pathway to Work program. The governor signed it into law in July over opposition, mainly from House Republicans. Now, a small number of unemployed people can keep getting their weekly benefits while still working full-time to start and run their own businesses. Among other things, the Department of Employment Security looks at each applicant's former job and where they live. After crunching some numbers, the department gets an idea of whether a comparable job will be available. If not, there's a good chance that person could qualify. In Holly Morin's case, she worked as a territory sales manager for a pet food manufacturer. That was until this past August.
You know, I looked at my phone on a Monday morning, like I always open up my phone at 7 a.m., and my husband was standing in the kitchen, and I said, "Oh my gosh, I just got a letter of termination." And he's like, "No, you didn't." And I said, "Yeah, I did. Here's the email."
Without warning, Morin had lost a job that paid more than $50,000 a year.
Well, there was definitely a few days of shock, like, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to pay the bills?
Within a week, Morin made it through the initial selection process for Pathway to Work, and the Small Business Development Center took over. Mary Collins is state director of the center and is based at UNH. She says after a final screening, the center advises people on how to do things like gather market data and write business plans. Pathway participants have to prove they're working full-time setting up their companies. And that's why, Collins says, they give lots of homework. But she says that only goes so far.
The biggest stumbling block for someone starting a business, I think, is perhaps if they have worked for an industry, not understanding that they have to make it happen. It has to come from them internally, inside them, the desire to work whatever it takes, you know, whether it's 80 or 90 hours a week to get that business up and running.
Back in Keene, Morin says things are going well. But unemployment benefits don't nearly cover all of her living and business expenses. In fact, her husband just sold his motorcycle. They're both cutting back on little things like eating out, and family is helping them out too. They can make the bills, but it's tight. The business isn't profitable yet and likely won't be until she can open a real store. But banks are skittish about offering loans in general, and even if everything falls into place, Morin knows she probably won't make as much as she did at her old job. But there's still a bright side.
I've always wanted to open up my own retail store.
Well over half the American people will tell you that at least one time in their life they've had an idea for a company or a startup that they thought would make a great company and wish they'd done it.
Greg Fairbrothers directs the Dartmouth Entrepreneurial Network and teaches at the college's Tuck School of Business. He says figuring out trends from business filings is tricky, even in good times. Nationally, even as we hear more stories of unemployed people starting businesses, as NPR recently reported, filings have actually been on the downswing for 25 years. In New Hampshire, things have been a bit steadier. It took longer for the recession to really hit, and that shows in the business filing data from the Secretary of State's office. The number of filings didn't hit its low until 2010, at about 16,500. But since then, things have been slowly picking up. By 2011, the latest full-year data available, that figure inched up to about 17,000. That was also the year when new business filings started outpacing closures. Still, it's quite a way away from the high in 2005 of 22,500 new businesses. But how much of that is unemployed entrepreneurs?
Well, it's hard to actually find it in real data. It only stands to reason that when people's degrees of freedom shrink in something like an economic downturn, more of them are going to fall back on that idea that they once had. Actually, you see a real bloom in startups in good times as well.
And Fairbrothers points out there's a world of difference between a Facebook-style startup that draws venture capital and eventually employs thousands of people and a bed and breakfast. That also doesn't show up in the data, which means it's hard to say how much of an impact Pathway to Work and its 45 would-be entrepreneurs will really have on the state's economy, or if they'll even succeed. But for Mary Collins at the Small Business Development Center, it's about more than numbers.
Very often what will happen in unemployment is if they can't find jobs in New Hampshire, they're picking up entire families and leaving. So I think what we're looking at is the opportunity to retain people in the state that are contributing viable members of our communities, that they will eventually hire people in these jobs, in these companies.
And that's the hope. Though coming out of the Great Recession, it's still a few years off to see whether a program like Pathway to Work will prove to be part of the solution. For NHPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.